The Wisconsin DNR is proposing a quota of 130 wolves in a state hunt to begin in November of this year. The DNR is calling that number conservative after a court-ordered hunt took place in February of this year that resulted in more than 200 wolves being killed in just a matter of days over the initial capacity. The Wisconsin Natural Resources Board will consider the proposal in its August meeting. We want to talk about this news and take a look outside of Wisconsin and find out how some of our Great Lakes neighbors have been looking at this issue. You could join in at 800-642-1234. What do you think of the idea of a second wolf hunt in Wisconsin in 2021? Is your life impacted by wolves, good, bad, or other? Did you participate in the February hunt? Are you involved in wolf advocacy? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or email ideas@WPR.org. Peter David is a biologist with the Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Commission. Peter, welcome back to Central Time.
It's good to be here, Rob. I hope you're well.
And you as well. Now, there's a long backstory. Can you sum up right now for us where we are when it comes to the delisting of the gray wolf here in the Midwest from the endangered species list?
Well, the delisting became effective in early January. And, of course, Wisconsin had the lawsuit that pushed them into a hunt, I guess, that we're really not prepared for. And so we also saw what happened in February with a quota being exceeded by about 83%. Mm-hmm. And that season was also really unique because it was nestled completely within the wolves' breeding season. So Wisconsin, in some ways, has already had almost the equivalent of two hunts in that February hunt, and now we're preparing for the fall.
Can you compare and contrast for us a little bit Wisconsin with our neighbors in Michigan and Minnesota? Very different laws, for one thing, and outcomes. How do we compare to our neighbors?
Well, the fact that Wisconsin's getting ready for this hunt is probably the biggest, most obvious difference. And Wisconsin is the only state here of the three that has this law that requires a hunting season to take place anytime wolves are not on the endangered species list. The other two states really give more credence to their Departments of Natural Resources to determine the path that's most appropriate to go forward. And so both of those states, I think, are going to be considering hunts, no doubt, in the future, but clearly are in no rush to do it right now. Neither one will have a season this fall. Even though in Michigan the population of wolves is fairly similar to the level that we have here in Wisconsin, and in Minnesota it's about 2.5 times as high. And yet there's no great push to take on a hunting season at this time.
What kind of things do you think, what kind of research do you think should go into wolf numbers before a state declares a hunting season in those states that have that that option, as you say, in Michigan and Minnesota?
Well, obviously the first thing you need is a good pre-hunt population. And Wisconsin has a new occupancy model that they're using to estimate the wolf population. It hasn't been fully screened, I think, yet, but it seems to be a pretty darn good model. But one of the real problems actually right now is that the most recent population estimate came before the February season. And so we had that harvest, and then we're going to actually have the one at fall before we have any new population data. And that introduces a lot of uncertainty because we really don't know the full impacts of that February hunt yet. And we really never will because it's going to end up being sort of blended with what happens in the fall now.
I've heard from different conservation biologists with different reads on what the right number of gray wolves in Wisconsin should be. There's a smaller number that people point to based on kind of the current habitat available for wolves that won't lead to too many conflicts with humans, a higher number for people who look at the old range of wolves, the original or the older numbers that might be here. Where do you fall in that debate?
Well, I think, you know, wolves are species which are very good at limiting their own numbers. And we've seen, actually, their population has stopped growing in both Minnesota and in Michigan. And there's no doubt that the population is very close to stopping growing here in Wisconsin based on the amount of habitat that we have relative to the other states. So while 1,000 animals ballpark sounds like a lot to some people, you know, in the context of other species, it's really a very modest number. We have, you know, approximately 24,000 or 25,000 bears in the state, for example. and people don't seem to be overly concerned about those kinds of figures. And so we have not yet seen a sound argument that says there's a particular need to reduce the wolf population.
We're talking to Peter David, biologist with the Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Commission, about gray wolves in Wisconsin and the hunting of those wolves. Wisconsin already had a hunt this year, another one likely in November. You can join us with your thoughts and your questions at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Peter, from what you just said there, wolves can control their own numbers. Do you ever see a situation in which a gray wolf hunt makes a good sense from a conservation perspective?
You know, I haven't really seen that. We've looked very closely at all of the arguments that are commonly given for a hunting season, and they really don't hold up to scientific scrutiny. So issues like that they're greatly reducing the deer herd don't hold up when they're looked at carefully and scientifically. Livestock depredations, while that is an issue, certainly if you're an individual who has depredations, the total level of depredations is very small, and we know that a hunt is actually a very ineffective way of dealing with that problem. You can imagine if you lose a calf in the springtime, having a hunt in the fall, which may not even affect wolves in your area, is really not a very effective strategy or much help to a person in that situation. So, and we know, again, the wolf population doesn't need to be tamped down because it does that itself. So there really hasn't been a strong argument put forward. And even the argument that wolves are sort of a renewable resource that could be harvested and have some value doesn't really hold up when you look at the numerics involved. For example, in Wisconsin, the collective amount paid by hunters and trappers to apply for and to purchase a wolf license comes to about $1,500 for every wolf that was harvested in February, and that's probably about 10 times what the value of that pelt might be. And then I would add to that that our member tribes are just opposed to the recreational harvest of a species whom they have great cultural connection to, understand to be a brother spirit, and performs ecological values that the tribes really depend upon.
We're picking up our talk with Peter David, biologist with the Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Commission. We're looking at the new wolf hunt quota proposed for November this year by the Wisconsin DNR and how Minnesota and Michigan look at wolves a little differently than Wisconsin does. Wisconsin has a law requiring a wolf hunt if the gray wolves are off of the endangered species list, which they currently are. You can join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Peter, you mentioned that wolves have mechanisms to kind of cap their population themselves. What do we know about that?
Well, part of it is probably prey abundance related. And although they eat deer, which are very abundant in Wisconsin, they really focus on animals that are sick or injured or ill. And so that's a much smaller component of the overall population. The other thing is that wolves are highly territorial animals. And so in places like Yellowstone, where there's very little human-caused mortality, wolves themselves can be the factor that really limits the population and keeps it from growing high.
And I mentioned, and we've talked about wolves currently off the endangered species list in the Midwest, but I understand there's a lawsuit coming from Michigan looking to change that. Is it possible that this will go back in the other direction again?
Well, I think that is possible. Certainly there have been seesaws back and forth on this over time. And there are a lot of people and a lot of scientists who had real concern about this current delisting. And it's a tough issue to tackle because I think people here in Wisconsin, for example, look at it very locally. But the delisting rule really looked at the recovery of wolves here in the Great Lakes region. And based on that recovery, delisted wolves from literally Maine to California. And that's a big part of what this lawsuit is based on. Michigan, for example, saying that, you can't use recovery in our state to delist wolves in other places where they have yet to recover at all.
Let's go to our callers now at 800-642-1234. Elizabeth is with us in La Crosse. Elizabeth, hi.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call, and really thank you for just bringing this issue to light for the public. It was really devastating for me to hear this last year that the wolf hunt was just so barbaric, and that the numbers of the bloodletting were so massive in that first day that it had to be shut down. I recall being in high school and wolf conservation being a really big deal back then. We had guest speakers who would come and talk about the importance of the wolf population. And I guess the question that I have is it true that it was out-of-state hunters who were pushing for the culling in Wisconsin just to have a hunt in Wisconsin, and it really didn't even come from the citizens and the residents of Wisconsin for this initial wolf hunt?
Elizabeth, thanks for the call. Peter, you're a biologist, but you know where the impetus for this hunt came from.
Well, the legal challenge was brought by this group called Hunter Nation, which is, in fact, headquartered in Iowa, if I believe right. They are headquartered out of state. And it is an interesting issue because we know that the public, actually, in all three states, are actually very supportive of wolf populations. If you look at, for example, just this year, Minnesota did a public attitude survey towards wolves and found some really pretty remarkable numbers, that 86% of the people in the state favored having the same or more wolves going into the future. And the wolf range, again, was seen by 89% of the people that there's no need to make any reduction in that. The last social survey in Wisconsin, of those people who had an opinion, about 70% statewide, or 73%, supported having as many or more wolves. That survey was done back in 2015 when about 800 wolves were in the state. And there's similar work in Michigan, where through public referendums there's been strong support shown for wolves. So it's an interesting dichotomy where the general public tends to have very favorable attitudes, but they aren't being listened to very much by groups like the Natural Resources Board, who tend to be much more responsive to sort of the traditional hook and bullet clubs that they tend to represent.
Thanks for the call. We're going to Mary now in Spooner. Mary, hello.
Hi.
What did you want to bring up, Mary?
Well, I'm a forest tech, so I'm in the woods a lot in northern Wisconsin. I live in Spooner. And I'm not seeing, like, an exorbitant amount of number of wolves. I never have. In fact, I've never seen one. I've only seen signs and tracks and scat and whatnot. However, my biggest question is, we have already fulfilled that horrible law that they must be hunted for the year. Therefore, why do we have to have another season when we don't even know what we're going into?
Mary, thanks a lot for that call. Peter, the rush to the February one, I think, was to get one in the 2020-2021 season, and then this November one would be for 21-22, but please correct me if I have that wrong.
No, I think you have that exactly right. I will say there is concern that even if there was no fall hunt, the wolf population actually probably would not rebound back to the level it was before the February hunt. So from a biological perspective, there are concerns, but your interpretation of that law and why they are going ahead with it is exactly right.
Mary, thanks a lot for that call. We'll go to Tomas now in Madison. Tomas, hi.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I had a question, maybe a request for comment, about how the development of science seems to more and more support the cultural understanding of ecological delicacy and nuance that kind of similar to the native understanding, as opposed to the kind of bull in the china shop approach that we're more used to. I was just wondering if you might be able to comment on that.
Tomas, thanks for the call. Do you have thoughts on that, Peter?
Well, that's an interesting one, and there's probably some tribal elders who'd be much more qualified to answer that. But, you know, I think we are seeing a lot of the wisdom in some of the tribal perspectives. And people sometimes sort of discount the tribal perspective as being purely cultural, their desire to protect wolves, for example. And I would argue that the desire, actually the great animosity that we sometimes see towards wolves from other cultures, is really just a cultural artifact itself. And it's also really worth remembering that the tribes here in the Midwest also coexisted with wolves on the landscape for a very long period of time. And so it's certainly an example that coexistence is possible, and that appreciation for the role that wolves play ecologically is something we need to embrace.
Thanks a lot for that call. Peter, in our just last minute or so, what are you watching for now, between now and November, to see if this hunt is going to happen, if the numbers are going to change, if research is going to change anything? What are you looking for?
You know what I'd most like to see, I guess, would be that both the general public in the state and the tribal voice are really listened to and given the credence they deserve. We have a real issue, I think, in the Natural Resources Board right now, and we obviously have an individual not stepping down and who's preventing a super qualified woman from having the same opportunity that he had to serve the state of Wisconsin. And I hope that we can rectify that situation soon.
Peter, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
It's been a pleasure. Take care and stay well.
That's Peter David, biologist with the Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Commission. We talked to him today about the recent DNR proposal of a quota for a November wolf hunt this year. That would be the second one in the state in 2021. And for a look at how neighboring Great Lakes states have managed their populations.